Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We'll be learning from Sfasemus on Parshas Shemini. Moshe Rabbeinu said to his brother Aaron, Karav al HaMizbeach. Rashi brings from Toras Kohanim, She'aron Bosh V'yori LaGeshes. Aaron was afraid, embarrassed, and he was afraid to approach. Amar lo Moshe, Lamata Bosh. This shir should be a big schus for Reb Meir Simcha ben Leah, Baruch Matzlach v'chom Azei Yadav. He says to him, Moshe says, Lamata Bosh, or Lamata Bush, why are you Bush? L'kach nefcharta, for this you were chosen. Why are you embarrassed to go to the Mizbeach? This is what you were chosen for. So we see two contradictory anhagas. We see the anhaga of Aaron HaKohen to be bosh, to be yare, not do the avoda because of the embarrassment. We see the anhag of Moshe Rabbeinu, that you have to approach because that's why you were chosen. We can't try to avoid it. But we have to understand this busha that Aaron displayed. Was it a chisaron? Was it a lacking of some sort? If it was a chisaron, then Aaron HaKohen is no longer defined as being, as the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Kulach yafa ra yasi umum ein bach. And if he has a mum, then he's not good for this tafkid. Chazal themselves darshan this pasuk and Aaron HaKohen. Sfasemis explains that the two anhagas are not sosur each other. They're both true, and they complement each other. Everybody on one end has to be bosh. They have to be afraid. We all have to realize how low we are, in contrast to the great maila of godly mitzvahs. And from this havana, from this haskala, a person's mismali busha v'yira, and he's not able to approach and to do the maisa mitzvah and to fulfill the godly will and command. A person who approaches the godly command with gaiva, thinking that he's going to do it the best, so he has no hasaga in what Torah and mitzvahs are. Sfasemis says, L'kach nevcharta, because you're a bushi, because you're mizbayish, that's why you were chosen. Shows that you have avon, you have a saga. On the other hand, even though you have to know your lowness, you have to understand that your mitzvah v'yomi me'abari is baruch to be mekayim the mitzvah. And since the koach of the tzivui aloki is with him, so he can be matzliach despite his lowness. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron HaKohen. It's true that you're embarrassed mitzad atzmecha, but l'kach nevcharta, the fact that God chose you, is going to give you the koach to fulfill what's incumbent upon you. And therefore Aaron approached into the avoda as he was supposed to. So first Aaron HaKohen had the sheet of Bush and Yira. But then when Moshe said, Gash ki l'kach nevcharta, then he approached and he was misgaber in the Bush and the Yira. And that shows it was a Bush of Emes. It was a busha of Yerushalayim. So that's a maila. It was all about Hashem. It wasn't a chisaron. He knew his lowness, so he didn't want to approach. But then when it came time that he had to do it, he overcame. So it shows that it was all about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't about his own personal busha. A busha that comes from just emotion and not from any shikol hadas, any cerebral understanding, is going to bring a person to sadness. He won't want to do anything, he'll be embarrassed. There's an old line that 66% of people are afraid of public speaking, and 61% of people are afraid of dying. That means that people would rather be spoken about in a eulogy than being the one giving the eulogy. So more people are embarrassed to speak publicly than to die. So people would prefer to be the one spoken about and not the one speaking. When a person's embarrassed, he doesn't want to do anything. He doesn't want to get up and step to the plate, as they say in Yiddish. But if a person has bush and daiga because he thought it through, it's oiske cheshbent. That doesn't make him sad, that makes him happy. He understands where he's shaykh, what his abilities are. Tanad Belayo, it says, Samachni mitoch yirasi, yirasi mitoch simchasi. Simcha is from yira, yira from simcha. The only type of yira that brings the simcha is the yira of Aharon HaKohen, a yira that comes from proper havana, from hasaga. To see it, Bilashon Kocho, Shalas Fasemes, Birashi, is in Tafresh Lamed Zayin, the last shtickle. Birashi, Shayaran Bo, Shemelo Krav. From here you learn that a person has to be embarrassed himself. Then when the time comes to step to the plate, you have to do it. This was a good busha. Aaron was a tzaddik and lacked nothing. The moment he told him to do the avod, he did it. That's a sign that it was a true busha. An embarrassment, the daiga of truth, doesn't bring to any sadness, to anything that stops a person from serving Hashem. It brings you to simcha, not to bad things. Svasemes, Tafresh Memches, and Dibur Maschil, Be'inyan Chet, where he talks about the Chet of Nadav and Aviu. He teaches a new Pshat in the Pasuk Asher Lo Tziva. Pash Pshat is that they brought a fire they weren't commanded. The Sfasema says that they were makdim the asiyah to the tzivui. They were makdim the nasa to the nishma. So, mashal ma'adavadome, a person's a good servant, he fulfills the mitzvah of the master without any addendums. He just does as he's told. But there's a servant who's even more faithful. He's so ibergegeben to his master. He's so given over to his master that he knows already what his master wants, and he can fulfill the desire of his master without the master even telling him. About the Malach HaSharitz, it says that they're kibore koch ose devaro l'shmo b'kol devaro. The Malach HaSharitz are mekayim Ratzon Hashem, they're so close to him, they don't have any Ratzon Atzmi, they're Meshulalim Bechira Ishit, as the Sifsei Das and the Sfasemis writes. They have no personal choice. They're just so completely given to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, they're gibori koch osed varo. First they do, and then lishmo, then they hear. Because they don't have to hear in order to do. First they do. when the Jewish people were at Betachta Sahar, they said Nasa v'Nishma, that was their Darga, that was their Maila. They were like on the Maila of Malachi Asharis, and on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Migila Raza Levonai. That's the Lashon Shem Malachi Asharis Mishtam Shem Bo Nasa v'Nishma. They said Nasa before Nishma. We're going to be completely misbatil to Hashem, and we're going to feel His Ratzon in our soul. It's going to be flowing in our veins. But the Jewish people lost this Madrega, they lost this Hoicha Madrega. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Manik them b'mayla acheres. No more Charis Alaluchos. No more Charis Me'ayetahara. But now, Luchos, which are Maisa B'nai Adam, Adam and Aviyu were from Shevet Levi. They weren't involved in the sin, and therefore they didn't lose their personal Madrega. They were still had the Maila of Oisei Dvaro, Lishmo B'kol Dvaro. First they had Nasa, then Nishma. And they could be Mekayim, the Ratzon Hashem, like Malachim, even before the Tzivui. In the Medrash it says, Tanchuma, Achorei Motzvav, Adam Aviyu said, Masaya Musu Shnei Zekenim, Elu V'aniva Tan Anhig. One of these two old men going to die and will be the Manhigim. They wanted to keep being Manig the door on their Madrega. They wanted to have, like my Rebbe always says, Shtarka Kotzka Yunga Light. It's very, very strong over the Hashem. And be Manig them on that level. Just fulfilling the will of Hashem even before He tells us the level of Mamre Har Sinai. The sin of Nadav and Aviyu was that they didn't understand the Chosman Veis. There's a different anhaga in the world. Every door has their anhaga. If I'm Fima Lasal, if you say Dura Muhammad. See, right? The sin causes the Yiridas Hador. And they remained B'nai Aliyah. And it could be that there is room for Anhaga of the Dor HaYashan, of the Nasa Kodim L'Nishma. But you also have to remember that there's a new world, the new Metzius, the new Matzav. The Manik has to know that you have to lead the nation based on their present level and not just on the level of the Anshe Segula. B'kroi b'akadesh, the Pasuk says, the Kodesh Baruch was miskadesh b'krovin. He's pareh from them. He's acts punishment. Not despite the fact that they're close, but because they're close. And that's because, as the Pasuk says, al p'nei kol ha'am yikaved. Because the maila of the klal ha'uma, of the kol ha'am, that's nichbad and it's nechshav lifnei abori yisbarach. And when they're yichidim that are krovai, they're the ones who are punished. And that brings a kapara to the klal ha'uma, al pi its own matzav. B'krovai akadesh. I have to take away the krovim and their high madrega because they're not worthy of the door. The door needs manhigim who are shaykh to their level. There's a special chiyuv to cry for the misa of Aaron. B'nei Aaron, b'achechem kol beis Yisrael yifku as a sreifa shesaref Hashem. That's even though they sinned because they died because of their sin. It seems weird. Now we understand. Kol beis Yisrael is the matzav, the bechina of the klalos ha'uma, their low level. The umas, in contrast to the maila of the ones who were killed, were on a much higher level. And therefore, in a way, they caused their death. It's their fault. It was their fault that the Nadav and Aviyu had to die because they weren't on the level that they were supposed to be. And therefore, Nadav and Aviyu had to be killed because the nation wasn't on the Madrega that they were supposed to, that Nadav and Avihu wanted them to be on, that Nadav and Avihu wanted to lead them on, the Madrega they were supposed to be on. So this is in a sense a punishment for the whole door. And that's what it means. V'achechem kol beis Yisrael yifku es esreifa shesaraf Hashem. We all have to cry about this sreifa. Because they were partly responsible themselves. Seeing the lashon of this vasemes, tafresh memches beinyan hachet. Beinyan chet nadav avihu asher lo tziva chulei v'achechem kol beis Yisrael yivchu chulei. The Jewish people were makdim nasa v'nishma, like the angels. And then they lost that madrega of being malachi asharis, and they became like men again. Originally they weren't supposed to die, now they're supposed to die. And Nadav and Avihu were still in the first madrega of osei dvaro, and then hadar l'shmo b'kol dvaro. First they did, and then they heard. They had the nasa before the nishma. V'atam ki ha-malach margish ba'atzmo ritzoni yizbarach v'nikra osei ritzono kayadu. The malach already feels like a mishari's neman b'yoser. He already feels what the master wants. Doesn't have to ask the master. He just knows. He does it before he was even commanded. Nadav and Avihu wanted to be manik the nation on that madrega. Achai deshekaisra lahayu b'madrega zu nasu nenshu Nadav Avihu, because they weren't on this madrega. Nadav and Avihu were punishment for trying to lead the nation with a hanhaga that wasn't shaykh to the level of the nation. And it could be that that's what the Chazal mean when they say that they were mor alacha b'fnei rab, and they say one of these two zakenim, Aaron and Moshe, are going to die and we can lead the nation. Perish ha-mishichom l'takin l'hanik b'nei Yisrael k'mo kodem achet. Let them die, and then we are going to lead them not on the low level the Jewish people are on right now, but on a much higher madriga. But that wasn't the ratan of Hashem, because everything has a seder, every door has a anhaga. Even though the chet was garim, the chet caused of Nadav and Avihu caused them to be killed. On the other hand, it was also the fault of the people. Therefore, the people have to cry, because it was partly their doing. L'chein beis Yisrael yivku asrei v'shem garbun misasim kanal. And that's what it means. Maybe the Efshari writes in parentheses, Zaremes v'krovay akadesh mitam v'alpenei kol amikavei shekover koach klalos pshutei b'nei Yisrael mikoach hayichidim akrovim eilov. I'm going to be miskadish as my krovim, because I prefer a p'nei kol ha'me kovet. I prefer the madrega of the p'nei kol ha'am. That's the greatest kovet for me. And therefore, when the yechidim want to have their higher madrega, they want to lead the nation on their own level, but they're still shaykh to, then only the yechidim are shaykh to. I have to take them away. Vasemes is medaktik in the order of the occurrences brought in the pasuk. Vayikra teschof dalid, vayar kol ha'am, vayaronu, vayiplu al p'neim. The whole nation saw, vayaronu, and they exulted, and they fell on their face. So the chayra should have said first vayiplu and then vayaronu. Because when a person sees something that blows his mind, first he's filled with pachad, and he falls on his face instinctively, involuntarily. And only afterwards, when he's meshev el libo, what happened, and he digests the events, then he feels his So Rina, the simcha, or the tzar and the charata, but the instinct is first to fall on his face, and then comes the emotion. And here it appears, not like that. That the nation was misronim erov simcha, and then they fell on their face. So to explain this, Sfasemis brings the Maimer Chazal. This is in Tafresh Nun, Dibur Maschav Hayar Kol Ha'am. Ki misha nasa lo neis, v'omer shira ala neis, b'yadua shenimchalu lo kol avonosav. Somebody who has a miracle happened to him, and he says, shira the miracle. He knows that all of his sins were forgiven. Based on this, it could be that the Seder HaMa'oros in our pasuk is as follows. First, there was a miracle, and the Eish came down from Shemayim. And then, Vayaronu Ha'am. They said Shira, they said Rina to the Borei Olam and the Nes that was done for them. That this Eish came down from Shemayim. And they understood that they got into the Madrega of Nimchlu Kol Abonosav. And they fell on their face in wonderment. Falling on the face wasn't from the miracle, it was rather from their emotional reaction to the fact that all of their sins were forgiven, because that was their Iker Tshuka, to do tshuva, come back to Hashem. So based on this understanding that they said Shira Al-Nes, we can understand why this Shira isn't included in the 10 Shiras. Chazal say the Jewish people sang, and why the words of the Shir weren't written in the Torah. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh that there are two types of Baal Tshuva. One is a Baal Tshuva who does Tshuva one by one. There's another type of Tshuva, Me'alma Diskasya. He just has this Ava Tzuma L'Borei, and he skips all the Shlavim, all the Madregas. Rav Kook talks about these two Madregas in Aras HaTshuva at the beginning. There's the tshuva dragatit, and then there's the tshuva pitomit. It's the world of the tshuva from the Alma Diskasya. He just runs with his shtokukus to return to his source. Shalo al pi seder ishtal shalo, shalo al pi hadraga. Shiras hayam, you can write in the Torah. You can teach it for the generations. But a shira that's kula hesparta schushim shalava bilti nishletes or bilti muvenes. You can't really put your finger on it. And therefore this shira was not able to be written in the Torah. In the Lashon of the Sfasemis, Shom Kacho, Tafresh Nun, the Pasuk Vayar Kolam Vayaronu Vayiblu Apneim. Lechora, Ipcha Havalei Lameimar Vayiblu Apneim Vayaronu. Ki Espalus Lios Nofel Alpanov Ubevoa Simcha Betchilaso. First you're mispoil, fall on your face, and then you have the emotion of Ayaronu. V'yitachin l'faresh al pi ma'asher amru chazal. Nishalat nasa lo neis v'yomer shira simen shenimcha lo kol avonosav. Somebody has a miracle done to him, and he sings, it's a simen that all of his sins were forgiven. V'lachein shenasa neis v'yared eish min ha-shamayim v'amru shira mizay yadu shenimcha lemachet. When the neis happened and the eish came down from Shemayim and they said shira, they knew that their sin was forgiven. Therefore they had a spilus and they fell on their face, not because of the miracle, but because of the fact that their sins were forgiven. The Iker Tshuk of the Jewish people was to go back and to be miskabel lifnei Hashem b'tshuva shleima, and that's what they got. V'nei shiriz estuma v'lo pirshu divrei ashira mishim chayu b'b'chinas b'alei tshuva me'alma diskasya. Jewish people were on the level of the Baalei Tshuva from this hidden world, beyond anything that our world knows. L'chein ein animnes ben asara shiros. Now, therefore, it's not enumerated in the 10 shiras. Shira shalayam u'seder miyuchad b'p'chinas sadikim v'parsha b'tori v'seder limud k'mokin kol shiras. All the shiras are within the realm of our world, b'p'chinas sadikim. But this shira was in a higher level, in the level of Balei Tshuva, Bechela Sagi, with tremendous koach. So we were zochet to learn a few shtiklach in this Vasemes, half live a fella, and we should be zochet that these words should make a very, very deep impression in our hearts, minds, and souls. And we should be zochet lilmol du lalame lishma v'lasa, so the kaimis called divrei sama torah so v'yahava. Amen, v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.